song about being ordinary, coming from a man whose entire image is built on TikTok, living in a mansion with a bunch of other Gen Z millionaires, filming your breakfast for 12 million people. That's not ordinary. That's dystopia with a ring light. This is the thing, of course, celebrities, especially the ones born from social media, are desperate to convince us they're just like us. I eat cereal and I get sad sometimes. I breathe oxygen. I'm so relatable. Mate, you got veneers so white they could guide planes into Heathrow in a fire with no lights. But ordinary is the new brand strategy, isn't it? Be rich, be famous, but make sure you post crying selfies at 2 a.m. so we know you're still human. Post a sad acoustic song about heartbreak, filmed in your walk-in wardrobe the size of my house, just to remind the peasants. I suffered too, you know, in my house with 14 bathrooms. And the worst bit is, it works. We lap this shit up. We comment things like, you're so brave for sharing. As if bravery now means whisper singing about your feelings while wearing a Gucci hoodie. Here's the truth no one wants to say out loud. Most people are ordinary. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're ordinary, stay ordinary. Don't pretend to be just like me while cashing six-figure brand deals for brushing your teeth in slow motion. To be honest though, I haven't really looked at his TikTok very much. In many ways, it's even worse because he does seem completely ordinary. He looks like one of your mates, and the videos aren't that great, but millions of people watch. We don't even want the extraordinary anymore because it annoys us. So we watch the ordinary on our phones, rather than the extraordinary that surrounds us every day. But that isn't even worth mentioning anymore, of course, because it's become so ordinary.